Prologue. The Burning Point. South America, January 1525. The spear hit Diego Alvarado in the chest, a jarring blow that knocked him to the ground but failed to puncture the strong Castilian armor he'd carried all the way from Spain. He rolled, took a position on one knee and leveled his crossbow. Spotting movement in the trees, he let the bolt fly. It sliced into the foliage, drawing an anguished scream. "In the trees, to their right!" he yelled to his men. A cloud of blue smoke exploded over the narrow trail as several large bored muskets, known as harquebuses, fired simultaneously. The shots tore into the forest, severing small tree limbs and ripping through the lush green leaves. A wave of arrows flew back at them in response. Two of Alvarado's men went down and he felt a spike of pain in his calf as an obsidian-tipped dart punctured it. "They have us surrounded," one of the men shouted. "Hold your line," Alvarado ordered. He limped forward instead of back, ignoring the pain and reloading his weapon. After a long hike into the foothills, they'd been ambushed, lured down a path and attacked from both sides. Another group of men might have broken ranks under the assault, but Alvarado's men had once been soldiers. They stood like a wall and didn't waste their precious ammunition. Several drew their swords while the others steadied their heavy firearms. The natives were drawing themselves together to attack once again. With a shrill cry, they charged from the trees. They broke into the clearing only to be struck down by Spanish thunder as a second wave of black powder explosions shook the air. Half their number fell. Others turned and ran. Only two continued the attack. They rushed toward Alvarado, charging through the smoke, their dark reddish faces and blazing white eyes highlighted by streaks of war paint. Alvarado took the first one with the crossbow, dropping the man in his tracks. But the second lunged with a spear. The tip of the crude weapon deflected off the angled chest plate of Alvarado's silver armor. Impervious to such crude blades, Alvarado reached toward his assailant without fear. He grabbed the man, shifted his weight, and flung him to the ground. Falling on him, Alvarado finished the native with a dagger. By the time he looked up, the rest of them had fled. "Reload!" he shouted to the men. "They'll be back soon." As the men began the laborious process of packing powder charges in their weapons, Alvarado tried to remove the native's arrow from his calf. He dug at his own flesh with the tip of his dagger and then eased the arrow out. He looked at it and then tossed it aside. It was nothing new. He'd been told these people of the clouds were different than the Inca and the other tribes of the area. That they were brave in combat, there was no doubt. But they had no greater weapons than any of the other natives. They had nothing to their advantage but raw numbers. Alvarado poured some wine from a small flask on the wound. It stung, but helped numb the pain, and he hoped, clean out any poison. He then wrapped his calf in a cloth and watched as the blood soaked it, spreading from a central spot until the entire cloth was stained crimson. "We have to fall back," he said, struggling to get up on his feet. "How far?" one of his men shouted. "All the way," Alvarado said. "Back to the village." None of them argued. In fact, they looked relieved to hear the order. They formed up and began to move. Alvarado managed to walk for the first mile, but the heavy armor and the pain in his legs soon became too much. One of his men came to help, supporting him and leading him to the sturdy pack horse they'd used to carry in supplies. The strap was loosened and the goods dumped on the ground. With a boost, Alvarado was lifted up onto the horse. He held on tightly, and the entire party continued quickly, heading downhill, back toward their camp. After several hours, Alvarado and his men reached the village they'd left early that morning. Night had fallen, but warm fires stoked by the soldiers he'd left behind welcomed them. A nobleman named Costa helped Alvarado down from the horse. "What happened?" he asked, blanching at the wound. Costa was an aristocrat of the middle tier. He'd agreed to fund the expedition in return for a third of all treasure recovered. Why he'd come along personally was anyone's guess.